Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS online program, which Forbes has stated helps entrepreneurs become professional speakers. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our next guest for our Gifters Podcast is Anton Chumak Andrikov. Anton is a speaker, human performance consultant, and identity coach. Anton, thanks so much for being our Gifters Podcast, where your story is a gift to the world.
Christopher, I appreciate the time and for having me on.
So I love it when people have cool names. If you can just share with us how you got that cool name.
Absolutely. It's where I come from. I'm born and raised in Ukraine, in the Crimean Peninsula, where kind of all the conflict between Ukraine and Russia occurred. I lived there for the first 13 years, so half of it is my mother's name and half of it is my father's name. I took on the second half to carry my grandfather's name on because I'm the last surviving male in the family. So when I got my citizenship, I actually added that second half in.
That's awesome. Good for you. Now, a lot of times, whether it's Grant Cardone who talks about, you know, I want an immigrant mentality, or Gary Vaynerchuk, who many people might know, where he talks about how he grew up in the former Soviet Union of Belarus, but they have this hustle. Now, for you, do you feel that you are just more driven, more focused, more determined because you are an immigrant?
I wouldn't say because, I mean, yes and no. It's just the way that I was raised. It's interesting because I associate more with the baby boomer generation than more of the Gen X, Gen Y generation that I'm kind of in between. It's just the mindset of work hard and anything's possible. And the American dream is very much alive outside of America. So when we come over here, we think anything's possible. Growth mindset is very prevalent in immigrants. So I think that's kind of where that comes from.
Interesting. Yeah, just one final point about that, because again, this podcast is about inspiring and giving them different insights. And since you are from the Ukraine, what was the perception that you had as a kid about America? Both good or bad? This is not a political show. I'm just curious.
Well, of course. It was amazing. I mean, it was MTV, right? So growing up, MTV was the vision of America. I didn't have all the news and all the, you know, detail. All you saw is what you saw on MTV. And I remember to this day, back in 98, when my stepfather came over and he brought me a Bronco hat, and I was the coolest kid on the block because I had that Bronco hat. Like, I remember my uncle brought me a pair of jeans. He used to go and float on ships and stuff, and he brought me a pair of jeans from America, real Wrangler jeans. Another thing, I was the coolest kid on the block for like 6 months.
Wow. It's just powerful about the image that is created and the dreams that are projected out there that allow you to be motivated. Now, for you, since you are a speaker and a human performance consultant, what does that specifically mean? And you're also an identity coach. Let's just first talk about this human performance. How did you get into that?
Human performance is my background with fitness. I've been in the fitness industry for about 11 years, ever since I got out of military. And I just love taking the concept of internal physiology to emotional state, to decision-making, to risk-taking, and really understanding how our chemical balances actually impact our social environments. So that's really diving into hormone health, stress response, digestion, exercise, endurance. All of those different factors play a role in our everyday life, and we just don't associate them because we don't have enough depth of knowledge. And how does my sleep impact my ability to make decisions in the afternoon? So that's really what human performance is all about. It's connecting all the dots between our physiology and our sociology.
And can you share with our guests a specific example of a client you've worked with that they were here and then working with you, they became like Superman or woman?
The clients I worked with, he was actually a partner at PwC, high level guy. We worked together for 2 years. And the story with him is he got grounded in Phoenix. He was traveling a lot and he got grounded in Phoenix because he actually got hurt. He tore his Achilles tendon, and I was working with him in rehab. And he was taking four pumps of testosterone, a bunch of other medications to basically get by. And his job was suffering. He wasn't enjoying his time there. Yes, he was doing okay. And when he got grounded, he really said, Anton, since I'm here, let's really focus on health for 6 months. And we dove into everything from hormone testing to stress response testing, nutrition. And through those 6 months, we completely reversed his life. I mean, he started, when he got back to flying, he said, I don't feel the sleepless nights anymore. I'm able to make decisions. He closed a bunch of deals, a bunch of mergers that was very successful. And when he finished, instead of being on four pumps of testosterone, he was down to one. and he felt 10 times better than he ever did because we addressed the root causes of why that was off versus just putting a Band-Aid on the problem.
I love that. I want our guests to really know that so many things in life is simpler than you might think. Meaning, if someone's tired, that you just ask, well, have they slept a lot? Or if someone can't sleep, well, were they on their smartphone or their iPhone or their computer right before they went to bed? Or if they're lethargic, like there's so many basic things where in my life, since I travel a lot, if I just make sure I meditate or I eat right or if I drink water, it's just phenomenal that a lot of people have all these seeming issues that many of them would go away if they were focusing on what you're mentioning in terms of the human performance. So regarding the identity coach, what does that mean and what is that about?
Identity coach is really my passion. That's really my biggest passion in life. Is I just believe human beings are so much more powerful than we ever give ourselves credit for. I think that we try to walk other people's paths too much without realizing our unique ability. And I don't mean that just from an inspirational standpoint. You hear a lot of people talk about, oh, you're amazing, this and that. I'm like, you are amazing. You're not yet there. You have amazing things inside of you. Now we got to really spend time and figure out what makes you you, what makes you unique, because you know you have an only one in a lifetime perspective. Like just the information that you've gathered over your life, the people that have influenced you, you see things in a way that nobody else can. And there's something within you that you can be the best in the world with. So it's focusing on, let's not waste time on things that you're not going to be the greatest at. Let's really focus on your strengths and build those out to give you the opportunity to be the best in the world. It's about living life your way. You know, I really focus on four pillars. Spiritual doesn't necessarily mean religion, just means your moral ethics, code of values. Physiological, which has a lot of that human performance component in it. Psychological, which comprised of three stories that you basically tell yourself in your head, and it's stories you tell yourself about yourself, stories you tell yourself about others, and stories you think others are telling you, telling others about you. And everything could be summarized under those three. And then the last one I added in recently was financial. It seems strange to add it in there, but financial one is kind of the roadblock to the other three. People get in a bad spot financially. They're either making too much money to walk away from, or they're making money in the wrong way that they don't want to be making, and they get stuck. And then they can't really work on the others to uncover their true identity and set it. And I call my business Oak Tree Consulting because the analogy of an oak tree to me kind of signifies that set identity. A lot of people read a new book and they're kind of start chasing that concept in that book, and they're trying to, you know, change themselves all for that one book. And I'm like, you're just being a tumbleweed blowing around. You know, anytime a gust of wind comes, you're being blown over. I want you to set your roots like an oak tree sets their roots and really firmly plant yourself in who you are, and then grow vertically versus laterally, right? We can create branches, we can thicken, we can densen, but we always stay in the core of who we are.
And that's great. It's very clear in what you're saying. How do you feel you gained this understanding and insight for yourself? Was it something that you grew up with? You had mentors, you read a lot of books. Like, where do you feel you got these gems of wisdom?
It's a combination. You know, I've had a long life between growing up in Ukraine and being one of those smart kids competing in math Olympiads and just being then getting the troublemaker after my dad passed away, moving to America. Just so many life experiences that brought a lot of failures, a lot of bad mistakes that have really, through emotional intelligence and working on that, slowly set my identity to a point where, you know, I feel as good in my valley as I do in my peak. And that's what I really want to teach people. Your internal feeling, your internal state should never be determined by something as temporary as external environment. So it's really just life experiences and then collecting those, which I'm writing a book to just basically, here's the stories of how I got there. How can you relate?
Well, that's amazing. Anton, thanks so much for being on our Gifters podcast. How can our guests stay in touch with you?
Easiest probably through my email, anton@oaktree.live, or just my website, www.oaktree.live.com.
Awesome. Anton, thanks so much for being on Gifters podcast. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.